The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We are waging war on corruption. I tell you, the giant facade that is the Wall Street globalist combine is really starting to sag in the high winds. And the tornado is coming down the street. The question is, when will it hit? Peter Schiff of Europac.com. Just in the 5 minutes or 4 minutes we have left, I mean, I understand you don't have a crystal ball. We predicted stuff pretty darn accurate. Now you're saying, yeah, the dollar would start going down. You know, we've got inflation. But we have inflation, but we also have deflation in some commodities. What do you think the effect will be of so many countries announcing zero interest rates or negative interest rates?
Well, again, remember, the reason that so many commodity prices were under pressure was because the dollar was rising, because everybody believed the Fed was going to raise rates and shrink its balance sheet, and that put downward pressure on commodities. Well, as people are figuring out that that's not going to happen, that that was wrong, that the Fed is going to be printing more money, that the Fed's not going to be raising rates, they're going to cut rates back to zero and maybe negative, commodity prices are turning around. That's why oil prices hit a new high for the year today. We got to about $46.70. So oil's been going up. But of course, like I said, gold and silver are going up. Other commodities are turning higher. And as the dollar really breaks and people understand what's actually going to happen, commodity prices are going to take off. And all of a sudden, inflation is going to start picking up all around the world. And then central banks won't be able to use low inflation as an excuse to keep interest rates artificially low. Interest rates are going to start to go up. And the country I think that's going to be most affected by it is the United States, because we've got the most debt and we can least afford higher interest rates on all the debt that we have.
One area that I know you haven't been, you know, that negative on is China. But I mean, just for me looking at it, it seems like that is unraveling very quickly as well. I mean, what's your view on other parts of the world?
Well, I think other parts of the world are in much better shape than the United States. Not that there aren't problems in countries like China or like Japan or in the Eurozone, but I think our problems are greater. But I think part of the solution to problems in China is a dollar collapse. I think the U.S. dollar being overvalued is what is responsible for a lot of the malinvestments that are going on in China. And I think when the U.S. dollar goes down and the Chinese government stops stockpiling U.S. treasuries and allows their currency to rise and allows their own people to be richer and have greater purchasing power, then I think that's going to solve a lot of the problems over there. I mean, it obviously,
yeah, that's really profound what you just said, because Trump's saying they have a currency tariff on us because theirs lower, but it's really that ours is higher. And so that's the big reason you don't have the investment, is because it's too expensive to actually do stuff here.
Well, Trump is wrong to blame our, you know, lack of competitiveness or our trade deficits on the fact that the Chinese currency is too low. It's because we have too many regulations, we have too many taxes, we have too much government spending. And right now, China, you know, Trump is vilifying China. China is basically subsidizing the United States consumer. And that's why Trump manufactures his ties in China, because if he manufactured them in America, it would be too expensive. Nobody could buy it. And so all that happens is if you put a bunch of tariffs on China, or if the Chinese currency goes up, prices go up for Americans, and then we just stop buying.
Sure. What about them holding off the admission that we're collapsing till Trump gets in, and then they try to blame Trump?
Well, I don't know that they're going to be able to blame Trump for this. I think it's funny. If Hillary Clinton wins and she inherits a recession, it's going to be funny watching her blaming it on Bush. She's going to try to say that, well, this is the Bush recession, and forget about the eight years of Obama. But I don't think anything really can be blamed on Trump. But once Trump gets in there, obviously, if he adopts some of the policies he's talking about and everything blows up while he's president, then he might take the blame for that. But it's going to be hard to blame him.
Sure. I want to have you on next time to talk some about how you would advise Trump. You advise presidential candidates before, and what you think is wrong with some of his plans. Thank you, Peter Schiff. Well, folks, that is it for this part of my transmission. Coming up, David Knight, in about 3 minutes. Don't forget, we've got the biggest deal ever. We only give it a couple times a year. 30 to 40% off on all the storable food, super high quality, at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com. We'll take you right there. Free shipping on orders of $50 on any item at InfoWarsStore.com. And you get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Super Male Vitality will sell out. The good news, Super Female works just as good. And Anthroplex, that's basically the dry form of it, is back in as well. Thank you for all your support. Your purchases fund this entire operation. God bless you.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, the fourth hour. I'm David Knight on this Friday, April 29th, 2016. We got a lot of news here. We're going to take another look at, I want to look at how the media has reported what I would call the Dreamer Riots. You know, they have really soft-pedaled this. And I think we really need to take a look at the reality. Of course, you saw some of the B-roll. You can see the video that we've got up at InfoWars.com. Anti-Trump protesters riot, attack supporters, damaged cop car in Orange County. That's an article that is linked to from the Drudge Report. It just says video at the top of the Drudge Report. I think this was huge, what happened yesterday. And I think, quite frankly, we haven't seen this reflected in the polls yet because they haven't taken any polls after this. But when you look at the juxtaposition of what's going on in these riots that Rob Due and Josh Owens videotaped last night, when you juxtaposition that to what was going on in the Trump rally, where he has people of all different backgrounds, cultural, racial backgrounds, talking about how they have been victims, their families have been victims of violent crime by these
There's a guy right there wiping the blood off of his face. You're looking at the video feed. Absolutely amazing. His face is all bloodied. And, of course, there's another part of the video where they've surrounded a car, keep beating it, and just paint on the car as the people are there in the car. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. These are the dreamers. These are the people who show up at our borders with their little teddy bears, according to Glenn Beck. Okay? No, it's not. No, it's not. Understand, the dreamers include people up to the age of 31 years old. These teenagers who are coming in, many of them who are coming in are cartel members already, okay? They're gang members already, MS-13 and others. So these are the people, the dreamers, at the very least, coming in here, these people beating people who are showing up to this rally, beating people in the street if they think they support Trump, waving Mexican flags all over the place. You see Mexican flags everywhere. And demanding that they get free college education, demanding that they get subsidized more so than people who have lived here all their lives and paid taxes all their life. No, they need to come in. They need to be given a free education. And if you have a problem with that, you're a racist, and they're going to physically and violently attack you. But, of course, the media will not attack them. The media will pull back. There we go. There's a guy with a Miata. I got to say, if you're going to drift through a crowd, that's the car to do it in. but look at the way that the different media have reported this. I looked at CNN. Chaos at anti-Trump rally. 20 arrests after Trump. And then they're underneath it. Indiana Governor Pence endorses Cruz. See, there's no sense of who started it. And immediately, you know, it's like chaos, Trump rally, people are arrested. Who started this? This must have been the Trump people, like Ted Cruz told us, right? The Trump people who started all this. The Trump people who provoked all this. No, actually, there's no sense of it. And when they combine that with the fact that, well, you know, like more violence at the Trump rally. And so now we've got the Indiana governor just had to endorse Ted Cruz. That's the way this plays out. USA Today, absolutely no coverage. They've got the NFL draft picks. They got the Kardashians. Nothing about what happened in California. Wall Street Journal, this is their headline. Trump rally draws supporters and protesters. Oh, yeah, you know, they're standing there, you know, just with their signs peacefully. That's not at all what happened. Not at all what happened. Listen to the way Fox couches this in their headlines. Protests turn violent after Trump rally. There you go. Looks like it's Donald Trump again who's violent. Trump's protesters are, no, it's just the opposite. They should have said Trump protesters turn violent, okay? And even that would anti-Trump protesters turn violent. Well, they should have said. This is the way they spin it completely. Look at Reuters. Welcome to California, Mr. Trump. Oh, that was a nice welcome. No, actually, it's like welcome to Aslan, okay? The Aztec land that they say. That's your future in America, folks. If you don't control your border, what we see last night, these guys destroying private property, violently attacking people while they fly the Mexican flag, screaming in Spanish. I don't know what they're screaming at them. That's your future everywhere in this country if you don't stop this open border madness. That's precisely what Obama and the globalists want to see happen. We look at the map of Aztlan, okay, the Aztec land. It's everything from California to Texas in the Southwest. All of California, all of Texas, all of Arizona, all of Nevada, all of Utah, all of New Mexico. This is where La Raza says, hey, we own this. We're taking it. That's what those people in California were doing. They said, this belongs to us. Get out of here, Americans. As they beat people, destroy cars, and wave their Mexican flags. And, of course, it also includes parts of Colorado, Wyoming, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Why not? You know, just take everything. Then we've got this other thing from Reuters. This is the takes the cake, I think. You see people in riot gear. You see some cops on a horse. And the caption from Reuters is, Trump California rally unrest. Unrest. No, you know what? Unrest is what you get when your mattress isn't really working out for you, okay? That was not unrest. And let me say, when this happened in Chicago, it took several days for the truth to come out. It took several days for the police to start speaking off the record and say, no, you know what really happened? All the violence was on the side of the anti-Trump protesters. They were the ones who were attacking us. They were the ones destroying private property, attacking cars, just as we saw here in California. This happened last night, and our reporters were there. That's why it's important for us to be there. It's a great call by Alex and Rob Dew to get out there and get there as that was happening. I mean, left here yesterday, got there just in time to see that rally going on. That's why we have to be there. I just read you the headlines from mainstream media. That's the way they're going to spin it. They're going to ignore it. They're going to spin it like, oh, there's a little bit of unrest. Not any big deal, really. No, it was a big deal. It really was a big deal. You need to see the hatred of these teenagers to college age, okay, the dreamers there, who think that they are entitled to everything, these socialists who come in from other countries demanding everything and then attacking anybody that disagrees with them. And this time, it didn't take 3 or 4 or 5 days for the truth to gradually come out. This time, you didn't have Ted Cruz coming out and blaming it on the Trump people, on the Trump protesters. Why? Because we were there. We showed you the video, okay? Now, let's talk about what's going on real quickly in Indiana. Because, you know, as I mentioned before, that's the common core path to victory for Ted Cruz. Because, you know, that one little state is more important than the 6 states that just voted in the last 2 weeks. The 57 delegates that are available in Indiana are more important, he says, than the 267 that he didn't get, I think maybe 1 or 2, if that many, out of the Northeast. He is basically, as they put it in on CNN headline, Ted Cruz's Indiana plan, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. Yeah, that's basically it. He's gotten the governor, Governor Pence, to endorse him. But I think the interesting thing about this is that Governor Pence can even see the handwriting on the wall. He's not that suicidal. Headline says, Pence endorses Cruz but praises Trump. And he begins the article by saying, well, I particularly want to commend Donald Trump. This is his endorsement of Ted Cruz, okay? Backpedaling it. And this tells you something about how out of touch Ted Cruz and his supporters who really think that he's got a chance are. I particularly want to commend Donald Trump, who I think has given voice to the frustration of millions of working Americans with a lack of progress in D.C., so forth and so on. He says, as part of his endorsement of Ted Cruz. And he goes, and I'm particularly grateful that Donald Trump has taken a strong stance for Hoosier jobs. We'll talk about what that means. He says, I'm not against anybody, but I will be voting for Ted Cruz in the upcoming Republican primary. I see Ted Cruz as a principled conservative. You know what? I don't see him as a principled conservative. I don't see Ted Cruz as either principled or conservative. I see him as an unprincipled opportunist who is ineligible to run as president of the United States under the Constitution. He claims to be an originalist in the Constitution. All right. He still hasn't told us how he's a natural-born citizen, okay? And then they go on to say, well, you know, Governor Pence in this article is a popular first-term governor. Is he really? Is he really? You know, he has an approval rating of 41%. There are only 14 governors in the United States that have an approval rating that's less than Governor Pence. There's only 14 who are less popular than him. Would you rather have a governor like that endorse you, or would you rather have the most popular coach of the most popular sport in that state, Bobby Knight, basketball coach? Would you rather have his endorsement? That's what Donald Trump got. It's interesting, you know, when you look at what happened? The only thing that happened to Ted Cruz that was good news this week was when John Boehner attacked him. And he's wearing that like a badge of honor. John Boehner hates me. That means I must be good. No, it doesn't. Actually, you know, you can still be an insider and still be a jerk, okay? That's the bottom line. It doesn't make him an outsider just because John Boehner hates him. Okay, and even in his denials, Ted Cruz, Lion Ted, couldn't even tell the truth. He says, I don't know this guy. I've never worked with him. And then the media comes out and they say, well, you know, yeah, he represented him as a lawyer back in the 90s. He had press conferences where he spoke on behalf of John Boehner as his lawyer. And I'm assuming, you know, Ted Cruz goes, oh, you mean that John Boehner? Oh, I thought it was the guy out in Indiana, the John Boehner out there. You mean the John Boehner in Washington, D.C.? Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, I know him. I used to represent him. I used to work for him. We had conversations, but no, he pretends he doesn't know him. Lying Ted. Okay. But when I talk about the fact that he's not a principled conservative, just remember the fact that he has voted for the TPA, the Trade Promotion Authority, before he voted against it. What's the big deal about that? Well, I mean, he's been on both sides of that issue, but when he voted against it, when it came up at first, when it came up second time, they didn't need his vote. There was only 4 people who opposed it. He was one of the 4. The only one who had consistently opposed it both times. There was a couple of senators. One of them was Rand Paul. What is the TPA? Well, the TPA says we're going to ditch the constitutional process to approve treaties, okay? Now, that means not only the Transatlantic and Trans-Pacific Partnership, but these services treaties, even the climate treaty, okay? They're going to get rid of the process of ratification that's in the Constitution. How is that for a principled constitutional conservative to say that you don't really want to do that process? And, of course, he was for shutting down the Tenth Amendment when it came to pot legalization, calling Obama somebody who was abusing executive power because he wouldn't go down and shut down medical marijuana. But now he's all for that and says, oh, no, that's part of the Tenth Amendment. So now he's discovered that's part of the Tenth Amendment. That's what I mean. He's unprincipled. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the EU.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life, Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asked that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be looking at some more cruise news here in just a moment. Also, we're going to be looking at the EU is beginning carbon rationing. We're going to look at what's going on in the EU with rationing on that, higher taxes on red meat, bans on the sale of gas and diesel fuel. This is the way they're shutting us down, folks. It's across the spectrum. And, of course, now not only is Britain talking about exiting the EU, but we also have Sweden now talking about it. And Sweden is real big into the whole globalist idea. But they don't like the implementation of it. You know, it's kind of like that, from each according to his ability to each according to his needs. You know, that wonderful phrase that so many, when they ask people that in college, they go around the colleges and ask people, well, where'd that come from? Most people say, well, I think that was Jesus that said that, or the Bible, or whatever. No, that's Karl Marx. And as nice as that sounds, folks, it doesn't work that way in practice, because the guys who are running the country aren't Jesus, okay? They're not even Karl Marx, for that matter. Before we go back to the news, though, let me tell you, we've got a sale that is ending tonight, our special on InfoWars Select Storable Food. This is the huge mega sale that we've had with a massive discount, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That ends tonight. That's a big deal, so we have to pull that tonight. It's been going on for a couple of days, but tonight will be the end of this 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select Storable Food. It has a shelf life of 25 years. All the food is made in the USA. It has excellent packaging. Even after you open this, you can reseal it so you don't have to eat it all on the same day. But it will sit there on the shelf for 25 years. No GMO in this food. This is good stuff. It's a way to avoid getting stuck in a crisis, getting stuck with, and all of a sudden food prices going up. This is a way that you can kind of even out your food purchases, make sure that you've got a good backup of affordable food. And right now, to get it at 30 to 40% off, that's a great time to stock up on these foods that have a shelf life of 25 years. That ends tonight. The InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. I was just talking about Ted Cruz, and as they say, his strategy is to throw everything against the wall and see what sticks. The New York Times says, as the clock is ticking down, it's a hustle for Cruz in Indiana. They say he's tried teamwork, setting off a fragile alliance with Governor Kasich. Now, that didn't work. He's also recycled successful strategies from contests past, deploying his father, Rafael Cruz, to come through and talk about Christianity. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Then he elevated Carly Fiorina as his would-be running mate, and he says at a rally, they say, so how about Carly? He asked hundreds of supporters, coyly coaxing cheers from them. You know, I watched this when he introduced her, when he said she was going to be his quote-unquote running mate in his fantasy football league picks. And he says, she was born in Texas. And the crowd goes, yay! And I thought, what irony. I tweeted that out, actually, at that moment. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, unlike Ted, unlike me, she was born in Texas. You know, it's good for him to have Carly, because maybe it helps him with women. I don't know, because he's losing with women, even to Donald Trump. But it also gets his globalist wife off of the stage with him. That could be a help. And we've got an article here in terms of his dad going around. Look at this. This is on the Drudge Report. Ted Cruz's dad says, my son ran for president after God sent his wife a sign. He said, God sent a message to Heidi that essentially said, go for it. And I'm thinking, you know, when all this stuff comes crashing down on him, and this is all over, and Ted and Heidi are sitting around their living room, and he's going, I don't understand, Heidi. I thought you said God wanted me to run. I think Heidi's going to say, no, Ted, I said Goldman told you to run. I think that's basically, from their standpoint, that's really kind of the person calling the shots, okay? Now, when they opened up their campaigns in Indiana, take a look at what the two of them did. What did Ted Cruz do? Well, he went to the Indianapolis GOP spring dinner, where they had $150 a plate dinners, and he met a few people, okay? Donald Trump went to meet with the people at the Carrier plant. He starts talking about the shutting down of the Carrier air conditioning plant and moving that to Mexico. And he's talked about that multiple times, but that's where he goes. And that's the difference, folks. One guy goes to the party establishment. I talked about how that happened here at the Alamo in San Antonio. We had a massive protest for in support of open carry, legal open carry. Had over 1,000 people there. We had politicians all over the place there. But Ted Cruz was in the Hyatt across the street with a tea party. Okay, a literal tea party with some Republican women so he could get the money. That's what we see over and over again. What's happening in the polls? They're collapsing for him. The latest poll shows that he's down 8 or 9 points, 9 points, and that's the one that just came out yesterday. I think after what we see with this Dreamer riot, it's going to go even more underwater for Ted Cruz. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk this segment about Obama renewing his smart gun push for gun control. We also want to talk about what's going on in the EU, because I think that really underlies what we see happening not only in Europe, but especially with the Donald Trump phenomenon. People are waking up to what's going on with this globalism. Okay, he talked about when he had his foreign policy speech, the false song of globalism. It's a great phrase, whoever put that in there, and that is precisely what we're talking about. We're talking about international treaties that tie us up and bring us down. That was also from his speech. I think this is one of the reasons why we see him taking off right now. There's nobody that has opposed this like Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, Ted Cruz, before he was against it, was for all this stuff, okay? He was for the Trade Promotion Authority before he was against it. He was for shutting down the constitutional process for ratifying treaties before he was against it. He wrote op-ed pieces talking about free trade. This is not free trade. This is managed trade. And let me give you an example of how this trade is being managed, okay? We come out today, we see an EU calculation for handing out free carbon permits. Now, this is what how Reuters reports this. They say, Europe's highest court on Thursday ruled that the European Commission's calculation for handing out free carbon permits to industries was flawed, and they raised the prospect of higher costs for energy users. The decision followed the court advisor's opinion. So here we are. We've got economic resources being allocated by one bureaucrat or a couple of bureaucrats in the court. This is the court advisor who told them what to do. And then the court, Europe's highest court, with the EU, says, no, you're going to have to pay more. We're going to tax you more on that, or we're going to shut you down. That's the way it's going to happen here, folks. That's what's behind this climate treaty. And, of course, that's what the TPA is going to allow them to ratify that very easily without having to have 67% of the votes, two-thirds vote in the Senate. No, they just have to have a simple majority. You don't get to these treaties that are coming up that the presidents want to bring in here. You don't get to put any amendments in these things. You don't have any discussion. You can't filibuster it. You can't keep it from coming to the floor. That's what they did with the TPA. They completely greased the skids to get this thing in without any opposition and without following the Constitution. And when you look at the way that they're going to be allocating these resources, understand that we had communism, okay? You had central controllers who were telling everybody what to do. They said, we own everything, and we're going to tell you what you can and cannot do. Okay? Now, you may find it strange that these multinational corporations are doing the same thing, only if you don't understand the connection between the banks and the communists. If you don't understand that the German central bank president, whose brother was working with J.P. Morgan to set up the Federal Reserve at the time, the German central bank president sent Vladimir Lenin into Russia from Switzerland in a sealed train with $10 million of gold to start the Russian Revolution because they like that kind of control. See, in the past, what they've done is they've used Marxism to control the people, to control the economy, to seize control of everything. Now what they're doing is they're using environmentalism or other forms of socialism, okay, the kind of cultural Marxism that we see going on here. The open border is a part of it as well. That's why, you know, they move from red to green. It's just that simple. But it's the same game. And if you understand who's behind these different moves, you understand that it is the same thing. Even though they might, you know, they might be green now, they were in red before, they're now watermelon. You know, they got this thin veneer of green, but underneath, it's still the same old socialism controlled by the few. And it's by the corporate few. We're looking at what's going on in Venezuela. Yeah, that's communism, and it was Hugo Chavez, okay? But Bloomberg was bragging about how Hugo Chavez and his successor have given them 600 to 700% return on their investment because they understand that the banks get paid first, you see. So the people may have to go to another country to get water and food and medicine, even power, but the bankers are going to get paid, and they're going to get paid 600 to 700% return on investment. I mean, that's a great deal for them, isn't it? You know, the World Bank comes in, and they set up socialism. It's not the Marshall Plan. It's not the Marshall Plan. When you had McNamara doing this, people accused him of rent-seeking because what he was doing was not loaning them money so they could build the infrastructure so they could build up their production, but he was loaning them money and then telling them at the same time, create these social programs. Give people free this, free that, you know, maybe free college. That wasn't on the menu then. It is now in our country. Give them all this free stuff, and when you do, guess what? They're not going to be able to pay that back. You're just getting them further and further in debt. They're never going to get out of that. So what we see here in Europe is we see them putting on these controls, these carbon taxes, and say, well, we're going to need to raise these for some of the other people. But why were they raising them? It's because the big guys weren't paying anything. They were exempt from the carbon taxes. So you can't soak the rich. You're not going to soak the multinationals. They're not going to pay these taxes. They're going to get around them. And so they say, well, we're gonna raise that. Maybe they will for a little while, but they'll find a way to get around it. Then we look at what's going on in Holland. We got Dutch politicians backing a proposal to ban sales of gasoline and diesel cars by 2025. But don't worry, they're going to grandfather you in. If you've got a internal combustion engine, okay, you're going to still be able to drive your car for a while. So what they've done in Europe, they've tried to drive people out of their cars for the longest time by increasing taxes, right? That's what they're doing with the carbon taxes now. It's what Obama wants to do in shutting down the coal industry. But eventually they just come to it and say, you know what, we're done. We're not going to play the economic game anymore. We're just going to ban them. You're not going to be able to buy them anymore. We're just going to force you to buy an electric car. Yeah, that's what we'll have until we force you to give up your electric car. Until we say, we're not going to allow private ownership of any kind of transportation because we want to control you. And that's what's going on right now in this country. We've got a federal government under Obama that is not only subsidizing automated cars, but now we've got a massive lobbyist group, like I mentioned yesterday when I was talking to Anthony Gucciardi here on the fourth hour. We've got a new lobbying group called the Self-Driving Coalition for Safer Streets, and it is Google, Ford and Volvo, Uber and Lyft. And we look at this, it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. These guys, they're trying to make us safer. No, what they're doing is they're going to the federal government, just like they did, like big agricultural interests did with GMO, and saying, we don't want local regulations of what we do. And so we're going to come to the federal government and we're going to say to the federal government, give us some regulations, which are not regulations at all, and say that supersedes any regulations at the state area. In other words, shutting down the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment. So it's blatantly unconstitutional. It's crony capitalism. It is not about safety. The reason they're going to Washington now is because California has seen the results of what's happening with these Google cars, and they're putting the brakes on and saying, hey, wait a minute, we need a person in the car as a backup because we're not happy with what you've done. They do these, they're telling us how advanced these are and how safe they're going to be, and they show us all these pictures of how they got sensors here and sensors there. Google just filed a patent to say that they're going to be able to, quote-unquote, predict human behavior by looking at brake lights and turn signals. That's how ridiculous this is. That's how ridiculous it is. But they're selling it in the name of safety, but it's really crony capitalism for the corporations and its government control. And that's what's going on all over the EU. That's why Britain is having a vote on whether or not they're going to exit. As the New American points out, the Swedes may follow Britain if it exits the EU. They say Swedes tell Britain, if you leave the EU, we'll follow. That's the title of a recent article out of The Spectator, a British newspaper. And they say, well, you know, Britain may be one of the least enthusiastic members of the EU, but other, even more globally minded countries, like Sweden, are tiring of the protectionism and the insularity in Brussels. In other words, Brussels is telling people what they can and cannot do. And it doesn't matter if it's the Kremlin or if it's Brussels. When you have centralized control of your economy, that's what's going to happen. Denmark. Shutting down red meat, okay? Again, taxing it like they did gasoline. Eventually, they'll come to just saying, no, you can't have red meat. And, of course, it's all about ethical concerns of climate change, okay? That should be red meat to the opposition. And that's why we're seeing that combined with the open borders is why you're seeing the rise of Donald Trump. It's why you're seeing the rise of people, political parties, throughout Europe, and why you're seeing the fall of the people who are supporting this kind of stuff. Now, coming back to our own country here, and as we look at this next election, it's going to be coming up on Tuesday in Indiana. Crowd for Cruz rally is less than expected. This has come from WANE in Indiana. It's a person there, Brenda Mossbarger, took a break from work to snap a few photos of the hoopla outside the Grand Wayne Center. She said she didn't see much that was happening there. This is a Cruz rally. She says, well, I guess I was just expecting to see some spillover, maybe people waiting to get in, but it seems to be pretty quiet. They say, yeah, it's a pretty big place, but inside the center, only about 1,000 supporters came to see Ted Cruz. It was only about half full. One person, Joseph Romery, says, I was surprised how few people were there. He says, I mean, it's a big room. See, the crowds are collapsing. Donald Trump is getting tens of thousands, and Ted Cruz can only half fill the rooms that he's got. And you see it reflected in the polls as well. If you look at Real Clear Politics, and they take the average of recent polls, they range from 2, 5, 8, 6, Trump ahead, that much, average of 5.3. Actually, the one that came out today, which was just taken, was 27th to 28th, so it was Wednesday and Thursday, and that was before the Dreamer riot We had Ted Cruz. We had Donald Trump plus 9 over Ted Cruz. And it's not just Ted Cruz who's collapsing. I thought it was interesting to see this article on the Daily Caller about Glenn Beck, because Glenn Beck has been his sidekick. I guess maybe he got kicked to the side a little bit after Carly got on board, or maybe he's had to dial it back because he's had to lay off 40 people from the Blaze. And he says, yeah, I've laid off 40 people and my media empire is crumbling, and part of it is because I'm traveling around with Ted Cruz. Well, it may also be because he tied himself to that anchor. And, you know, it's not something that just started. When Glenn Beck came out and tagged all the people at the Bundy standoff as terrorists, that's, I think, he took a big hit for that. And I don't think he's really recovered from that. And it's only getting worse when he goes to the border with teddy bears to welcome in the people that you saw rioting yesterday in Orange County that we had video of. Now, all this stuff is being sold to us, as they are in Europe. They're selling people on the safety of the smart cars. They're selling us on smart cities. They say, yeah, we have to. And of course, that's all about Agenda 21. They're going to have smart buses. We talked about that yesterday. You know, the empty buses now won't even have a driver on them. And Elon Musk is saying, oh, we're going to come up with some kind of special bus for people as well. So they're pushing all this stuff because, you know, they got smart cars, smart cities, and now smart guns. Okay. Understand, when they start talking to you about smart cars and smart guns and smart cities, they think you're really stupid. They think you really don't know that this is about crony capitalism and government control. And so today we've got Obama renewing his push for smart guns. Okay. And again, he's putting this out. What if we use these common sense steps, he says. And he says, these common sense steps are not going to prevent every tragedy, but what if they prevented just one? And he puts that out on Facebook, and he's got a large plan here that I'm looking at. And I would ask him this. Well, what if one citizen, even one law enforcement officer, got killed because their gun wouldn't work, Obama? And he's putting this out, and the way he's going to push this to people is to say they're going to fund this, they're going to offer some, they're going to throw tens of millions of dollars at this. They're not going to mandate that you have to have this yet. They're not going to mandate that law enforcement has to have this yet. What they're going to do is, with crony capitalism, again, just like we see with the smart cars, with self-driving cars, they're going to throw some money out there, they're going to find some corporations that they can partner with, and then they're going to come up with something. Maybe they'll have some tech that works. Maybe they won't, okay? And then at that point, they'll start coming in with the mandates. I talked about this a while back. I did a report a couple of months ago, Smart Guns, Dumb and Dumber. And I want to play just a little bit of that for you to give you an idea of what's wrong with smart guns.
To help push the idea of smart guns, mainstream media, from Fox News to CNN, turns to James Bond as an example.
Off the PPKS 9mm short. There's a microdermal sensor in the grip. It's been coded to your palm print, so only you can fire it.
While having a gun that only authorized users can fire might sound like a great idea, Bond has lots of gadgets that, in the real world, would be impractical and prohibitively expensive to build. But Obama says the tech hurdles can be overcome.
If you are a gun owner, I would think that you would at least want a choice.
They don't want to be in a situation where, oh no, someone's coming through my front door, I've got to reboot my gun.
It's the reliability, stupid. Adding biometric or RFID sensors to a gun means adding multiple layers of new complicated technology that can go wrong.
The blinking red LED light means that you have 33% battery life left, and you must change the batteries.
There weren't batteries that were small enough. There weren't chips that were reliable enough. There wasn't biometric technology that was good enough to recognize fingerprint IDs.
Guns are finely honed mechanical devices. They're rugged. They can withstand rough use. Smart guns will add electronics that can fail, can break, that will need a charged power source. And most importantly, they can be disabled by criminals or governments. This vulnerability and others will come from the software, which will also have bugs that will get worse with software updates, just like your phone. And there are other concerns. Any wireless coupling can decouple. It can have interference, or it can be hacked. And will you grip a biometric handle in the same way when you're under stress or under combat? So far, there's only been one attempt at a smart gun, the IP-1 from the German manufacturer Armatex.
The gun is implanted with an electronic chip that allows it to be fired only if the shooter is wearing a companion watch into which a PIN number has been entered.
It was only offered in a .22 caliber, but it cost $1,800, five times the cost of other .22s, and not offered in a self-defense caliber. But it had other problems. It took 7 push-button commands and 12 seconds before it could be fired. And it had 3 or 4 misfires per 11-round magazine repeatedly. So it's not good. It's not
okay,
bad.
So you can hear that report. You can find that at Alex Jones' YouTube channel. It's Smart Guns, Dumb and Dumber. That's something you really need to look at, because that's something they're going to hit us pretty hard with. They're going to throw a lot of money at that. Of course, we're going to borrow money from the Chinese so we can develop this technology that is going to be less reliable. Look, it's inevitable that when you make something that's a lot more complicated, it's going to be less reliable. And the thing that you need to have the most reliability for is the thing that you're using in a panicked situation to try to save your life for the life of other people. That's what you've got the guns for. You're going to be under a lot of pressure. You don't need to have the complications of something that operates with software, with additional electronics and additionally to anything like mechanical that could go wrong with a gun. You want something that is solid, that is reliable. Now, when we come back, I want to take a couple of calls. We've only got one segment, but if you want to jump in on anything we've talked about the guns, about the EU, the number to call in will be 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula, and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In our last segment, I'm going to take some calls here. Also want to remind you that tonight is the end of the InfoWars Mega Sale on select storable food. That's 30 to 40% off all storable food. That ends tonight. We've only had that up for a couple of days. We can't keep a sale like this going, so it will end tonight. Again, that's all InfoWars select storable foods. Shelf life of 25 years. Now is the time to stock up with this massive discount that we have there. Also, we have Anthroplex back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Anthroplex is a twice-daily pill formulation for men designed to restore your masculine foundation. It's a perfect pairing to super male vitality. They work synergistically together as a powerful health combo punch. Start fighting back. Rebuild your foundation. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at the reviews there. We've got a lot of reviews. All the products that we have, you can see what people say who have tried this. See if it's for you. And also remember, you can get 10% off when you sign up for any of the products as AutoShip. That's the way that we work with you. Thank you for supporting us on a regular basis. You pick what you want and how frequently you want it shipped, and we give you a 10% discount. Again, Anthroplex is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com, and the select storable food sale, 30 to 40% off, ends tonight. Let's go to your calls now. Stephen in Florida. Stephen, you want to talk about Ted Cruz, it says. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, David. Yeah, you know, I want to say this, and I know I'm speaking to a brother in Christ. Ted Cruz is as phony as a $3 bill when it comes to being a Christian for all the reasons you guys are bringing out. You know, originally I was supportive of this man along with Rand Paul for president, and Rand, of course, dropped out. But, you know, the thing I want to say is that, you know, I'm getting this from Christians that I'm talking to in the Christian community at large. And this gets to a bigger issue. That will support, you know, Cruz solely because he's a professing born-again Christian without looking at what he's been involved in, the real issues. And, you know, the thing is, I want to say this is evidence. Ted Cruz is the symptom of the larger picture, which is this. You know, in the Bible, there's a principle where the spiritual precedes what goes on in the natural. The church is to be the conscience of the nation. And the reason we've got so many people in America so dumbed down and stupefied and zombified in the natural is because in the spiritual this has taken place, where Christians believe in this pre-trib rapture fantasy. Because here's what I'm hearing. I bring up in church about voting, and a woman says, I vote for the rapture. Oh, I can see, you know, another guy says in church, I can see God's hand in ISIS. It's evidence that the coming of the Lord is imminent. You know, well, go ahead and put the chip in me. I heard a preacher say this last year, because you know what? That's not the mark of the beast. No, I know it, because I'm not going to be here when they issue it. And so what I'm saying, brother, is we've got this fantasy among Christians in America who ought to be the most aware and awake to what's going on and the most involved, and yet the majority of Christians have it. Don't bother me with politics. I don't want to get involved. And so all I can say is when it comes to you, because of the decisions that are being made by those in power and in authority, and it affects you, and they drag you off to one of the FEMA camps and do horrible things to your family like they're doing in foreign countries now, don't say you weren't warned, because it's all in the Bible that you claim to believe.
I couldn't agree with you more, Stephen. And I have to say to people, look, if you're a Christian, and as I look at Francis Schaeffer and others have said, all right, so we're saved, so how do we live? Aren't you called to protect the innocent? How can you turn your back on people and say, hey, I don't care what happens to them, rapture's coming or whatever. Okay, it looked like the rapture was coming to a lot of people when Adolf Hitler was going through Europe, didn't it? You can't predict when it's going to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. You have some clear moral principles. And I think the thing that has been the most devastating is that people look to political leaders for spiritual guidance. That's the key thing there. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.